Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Jody after the show.
The biggest piece of entertainment news today happened on the Today Show today, and that is that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez announced that they are splitting up. They're better as friends. That was part of their statement. I thought that was a good statement.
You think that
we
today
found
show
we're better as friends?
Paid for that exclusive?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't actually don't know how that works. It has to be. They've got to be smart enough that they're going to shop that story.
Yeah.
You know, the agents J-Lo. Probably reach out and say, look, and they hit all the networks like, who wants it? Highest goes to the highest bidder. I guess that's how that works.
I made a joke that, you know, I told Sam, that'll be my Friday favorite tomorrow.
Well, you don't
know,
like
that's
A-Rod.
Not funny. It's not funny. I'm not saying it's funny that somebody broke up. I know that there was a lot of love there and all that. But from the time she started dating him, I was like, I don't understand. I just don't find him attractive, so, which is proof that it's not all one size fits all in the world of attraction. I just like J-Lo.
I don't understand what your problem would be with him.
I don't know. I just didn't like
anymore,
him.
If Mark Anthony were to start dating her today and we never knew that they were together, would you say the same thing?
Yeah, I got a problem with Mark Anthony.
I was surprised when she was with Mark Anthony. Yeah. I thought she matched well with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I could see that attraction. I could see that chemistry.
I think that is really interesting because you go to any group of friends, if somebody could be completely candid and honest with you, they're going to say they know at least one couple that they just don't see together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you and I have even joked about that, Jody.
Oh, I had somebody tell me that.
That they don't see us as a couple.
Right. It's actually one of Sam's exes.
Oh, well.
Oh,
one
really?
Of your exes was like, I don't see you guys. I don't understand.
Which
it.
One?
The one you didn't marry.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was like, I don't see y'all together. I was
really?
Like, well, we're very together, you know.
But
yeah,
you see, it's the, you know, well, because, I mean, for one thing, you know, until we got married, most people didn't even know that we were interested
not even
in
Sam.
Each other. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Not even Sam. Kept that on the down low.
Yeah. And so, I mean, maybe that could be part of the surprise factor, but,
well, you know
but
what
it
mean.
Just goes to show you, I mean, it really...
I'm biased. I'm a J-Lo fan. And I was like, not him, just because I don't think he's attractive. You know, in other words, okay, here's the perfect example.
And that's because different things are attractive to
right.
different people.
Here's the celebrity couple that I love. Well, there's a couple of them. I love Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're fun. They're different and attracted to each other. And both, I find him attractive. I mean, I find them both attractive. And then one of my favorites ever was Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. I love them, but I just the thing about Jennifer Lopez is Jennifer Lopez, and I told Sam this when we did the Hollywood Outsider. You were here. I don't see her getting married ever again. I just don't see it. She's too much the alpha. She's too much the boss. And marriage is a compromise. It's a partnership. She doesn't play that. She's a boss. She's in charge. Unless the man is totally okay, whoever she'd be with is totally okay with backseat, second fiddle, which he's not. The type of men she's attracted to are powerful men, but it doesn't work in the long run because she is a boss.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they probably have power struggles you couldn't believe.
I mean, look back, look at Lady Gaga, same thing. I know she's been engaged a couple of times.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Also, that success thing. That's also a different life that we can't know.
Yeah, but those are women who are like, I'm in charge. I know what's going on.
Right.
And if you're either with me or get out the way.
Right. It's an interesting thing. You can be attracted to something that doesn't work for you in the long run. And that could be the J-Lo thing. Because her longest relationships were that guy
dancer.
Who was a dancer.
Casper.
And he was okay with being, hey, I'm obviously... the submissive one in this relationship.
But even that, she walked from.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's time to move on.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if part of it, in celebrity world especially, it's very, very different because they are their brand. You know what I mean? So in other words, J-Lo is the one who's dancing, the one who's choreographing, the one who's creating, the one who's got to rep her own perfume. She's got to be present. You know, her face, her name. All of those things, all of her assets are her brand, you know? And so that probably puts you in a different place than if you were just the CEO
mentally.
Of a company, right? Of something third party. So you're always going to be on call, in the public eye, and probably not as available. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to do all the fun couple things necessarily on a regular enough basis.
Now, there's a lot at play. I think to me, in my opinion, this is all my speculation, that the number one thing at play is that she is who she is. Unapologetically,
which is
who
she great. Is.
She won't settle
great,
for anything. Right. That's why she is where she is. There's this write-up, this piece on her right now, one of my favorite magazines. It's called In Style Magazine. I pick that one up whenever I can, and she's in it. And this is where all the positive stuff from her exes came in. Like Ben Affleck had something beautiful to say about her. Mm-hmm. Like, I never knew anybody. I thought I was driven, and then I met her, and I couldn't believe what she got done in one day. And Mark Anthony, also, who was married to her, she shares children with, he said she will have an idea in her brain, something, a vision of something that she wants, and she will already have played out, you know, the problems or how she's going to fix the problems, how she's going to get it before she even says a word to you about it. And as soon as you say, because he's an alpha type too.
Yeah.
He said, as soon as you say, but I don't, what's, you know,
how are you going to do this?
How are you going to do this? What, how are you going to get around that? And she'll go, well, you're not seeing it clearly. Like, she does not back down.
Yeah.
I think that that was a problem for anybody that she's going to be with. And I think that also we do know there was some yucky allegations recently about A-Rod having an affair with this model or something like that. And she was like, really? Okay. I don't think that ever came to be anything. I don't think that's really true. But that's when he flew to Puerto Rico to be with her because she was filming a movie.
And, you know, all these nice things, they're not just saying them because they've signed an agreement saying that, I'm sure, non-disclosures or whatever.
Who can know?
You know, it probably is that, you know, I mean, she's just focused and independent in who she is. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sam is kind of like you. I mean, you've been single for a while now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you actually, you're good at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In other words, somebody else coming in.
Wasn't good at marriage.
Well, hey! No, but I'm saying.
At times you were, I'm sure.
Yeah, you were. But what I'm saying is, I guess now, let's say you would get into a relationship, you're probably more cognizant of the things that you want to compromise on and the things that you just don't, right? Yeah. You know?
Knowing yourself is a good thing.
And I think that J-Lo knows herself. That's, you know, that's part of it. And
she's probably
very honest and forthright with, you know, the people that she's in a relationship with, so that when they do walk away, they may not want to be separated, but they remain friends because they respect her, you know?
I think also it's so ironic, this public need to know everything, like every story you want to read. And I mean, I know I'm do all this Hollywood Outsider stuff, and I'm interested too.
I think that probably dates back to the first time one neighbor talked about another, you know, before electricity or anything.
But what I'm saying, the need for it is so great, and we feed on it. But to me, in my also human opinion, there's no way to know really whatever happened between two people except those two people.
We may never know,
and that's okay.
Angelina Jolie saying, you know, my Angelina Jolie might do a tell-all. Even if she does, it's her side. You don't know what she is leaving out or what she's making herself look good at.
I also think that's one of the most beautiful things about a relationship is that those two people, the things are between them.
Yeah, it's private.
And it should really be private.
Right, yeah.
If anything, it should be private.
They are not obligated to tell the public what's going on.
That's why they got a beautiful statement, and I guess you're right, sold it to the Today Show.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.